Welcome to the REI Diamonds Show with Dan Breslin, your source for real estate investment jewels of wisdom.
Welcome to the REI Diamond Show. I'm your host, Dan Breslin, and this is episode 130 with Brandon Schwab on Boutique Assisted Living Homes. Brandon and I were hanging out at the Bulls game here in Chicago a few weeks ago, and he was telling me about how his single family investment portfolio has evolved into a boutique assisted living home business. Here's the thing I admired about Brandon's story. He was attracted to the business model initially by the economics, $200 per day per room, but found a new purpose for life in the process. I also admire the walk of faith that it took for him to get this business up and running. Too often, we only hear about the current winning streak that people are on or the best deals that people have done in their business and their life. But today, Brandon candidly shares the entire journey with us, from the early rough path of a startup business to the current jumping off point where he now stands about to scale his business from 5 homes up to 14 homes within the next year. Let's let Brandon tell it. Welcome to the REI Diamonds Show. Brandon, how you doing today?
Hey, man. I am awesome, man. How are you, bud?
You know, keeping busy here. Finally, we're talking about April. You're a fellow Illinois guy, and we've been complaining about the winter long enough. So I'm looking out the window, and it's nice outside, finally. Reasonably nice.
Totally, right?
Yeah, man. So for listeners who don't already know who you are, would you mind, Brandon, giving us like a background, how you got into real estate, maybe a little bit about how that real estate investment business evolved to the place where it is today, and then a brief picture of kind of what's going on today?
Yeah. So I was able. All right. So I am about 38. I got into real estate back in 2010. Prior to that, I owned a business detailing cars, boats, and RVs for about 14 years. That taught me how to operate a business for about 14 years. After 2008, the business got kind of hit pretty hard. So I got into, I was able to get into real estate 2010, and I was able to do about 20 to 30 deals per year. Wholesale deals, and then I took that active income and I turned it into homes, and I built up a portfolio of about 23 homes by the end of 2014 that produced passive income of $5,400 per month. So what I was after, guys, is when I did the business car boats, I didn't feel that what I did served a real purpose, and it feel I was adding anything to the overall place, and I just felt a bit empty, really. I got into doing homes, and I thought that that would kind of take care of it. Fortune builders told me that if you were able to buy 20, 30 homes and hold them for 20 to 30 years, that everything would be just great. And what they didn't tell you is tenants don't always pay you. Tenants clog your toilets, and tenants that they are able to cause issues. And that kind of gave me a bad taste of that business. And I guess I was looking for a different opportunity to give back, but also to earn passive income. Because at the end of the day, our personal passion is I have been coaching Jeffrey's baseball team since he was about 5 years old. We coach a very tough travel team. And that's what I, back before when I did the car boat business, I was putting in 80 hours per week. And at the end of the day, I felt bad because I didn't have time to go do things like coach. And it got to a point in 2014 where I had one tenant. Her kid clogged 3 toilets. It backed up into the finished basement, which backed up with just raw poop. And when I had to get that person out of there, like that was a very big eye-opening day for me that I had to, so I did that. And then by the day that I came home, Jeffrey wanted to play, he wanted to play baseball, and he just kept asking me. And I kind of barked at him, Dan, and I felt terrible that like I turned into that guy that I didn't think I would ever be. And, that was early July of 2014. And by the end of 2014, or by the end of that 30-day period, I was in Tampa, Florida, and Kelly's dad plays the piano, and he tells absolutely corny jokes at 328 old folks' home each year. Now, typically, when we are able to go to these homes, Dan, they are places with 100 to 200 people. I don't know if you have ever been there, but they typically have a pretty bad odor, and it doesn't have a very good atmosphere. I mean, like, people are asking for help, and it just feels like they don't have a proper care team there. And I just kind of always hated going. And when we were down there, this was the end of, it was 2014, July. We were down there when Kelly asked me to go to one of her dad's just shows. I was like, babe, is there anything I can do to get out of this? Like, anything. We ended up going there, and we pulled up to a home. And so I was kind of like, Kelly, text your dad, because where the heck are we at? And when we were able to text him, he was in there, and we were able to go in this house. And Dan, I was in there, and I felt kind of dumb because I had 23 homes. We had our own investment business going. I had about 120 people out each month, and I kind of felt I kind of had this business kind of just figured out, right? Well, I felt pretty dumb this day because I'm in this house and I'm thinking, like, what the heck is this place? And I asked the girl in charge, and I said, hey, what do these people pay each month to be here, like $1,500 or $2,000 each month? And this girl gave me the dirtiest look I have ever seen. And I'm kind of like, what the hell was that, Kelly? And when I talked to her the day after, so I was like, hey, I was probably too high at $1,500 to $2,000. What do they actually pay? And the girl goes, Brandon, I feel bad because I thought you were just joking, because they begin at $5,100 per month. And I'm like, what? And then I began thinking, like, five beds times $5,100 a day. And I'm thinking, like, that's 25 grand. And then I began thinking of expenses, and I was trying hard. I was padding these expenses 10 to 20%, and I couldn't get it over 15 grand. When I figured out that home there outperformed our 23 homes two times each month because it was earning $10,000 per month, I said, boom, I am done. I bought our first home up here. We bought a 4,800 square foot home. It was a one floor property. We bought it off the MLS. It was on the MLS for about 500 plus days for like 400 grand. We offered the guy 250,000. He took it. And then I proceeded to put $550,000 into that house. And Dan, I overdid everything. I didn't have any clue what the heck I was doing, but I just jumped in. I put three ADA bathrooms. This house prior to buying it was a four bedroom, three bath home, right? It was a office. No. It was a 2,800 square foot home that the guy that owned it was a financial planner. So he built a office in 2005 when his business was absolutely killing it. And he added an additional 2,000 square feet. So I bought this house because it was absolutely perfect for us. But Dan, it was in a town of 832 people. And I'm thinking, like, tiny town, but it's an absolutely perfect house on like 3.2 acres. So I bought this house. It was four bedrooms, three baths, and we overdid everything. We did three ADA bathrooms, sprinklers, fire systems, ADA everything, right? And by the end of it, we opened it, and we were the only of these homes in the entire county. And By the time we filled it up, it was in February of 2017. So to give you the overall timeline is we bought it October 31st of 14. It took me time to get permits. We didn't get granted building permits until April 5th of 2015. And we finished the over budget, everything, September 4th, 2015. And we took our first person in the day after. And that's kind of how we got going. We filled it up February of 2017. And this is the point when things got interesting, Dan, is when we filled this house up. So we had a 7-bedroom, 7.5-bath home. So I added 4.5 bathrooms, overdid everything. So of those bedrooms, 4 of those are private bedrooms, and those people are paying $200 per day. Okay. Then I had 3 bedrooms with 2 people that they're paying about $5,000 per 30 days, or $165 per day. And when we got this house filled up, our average bed, I did give a couple discounts to get people in. Our average bed was $5,200 per month, but times 10, we're bringing in 52 grand. And I'm thinking, geez, our expenses with the caregivers, the RNs, the overhead, Comcast, food, all of the extra bills coming in, were about $30,000 to $32,000. So I'm thinking, oh my goodness. So our 2017 tax returns came back and we had $800,000 all in, and our gross profit, which is before taxes and before the owner draws, was 240 grand. And I figured out the cash on cash return, and I'm thinking, holy crap, I'm onto something. But by this point, people kept calling us, and we didn't have open beds, and they kept calling and kept calling and kept calling. I was like, I need to keep building. So fast forward to today, guys, I've got 5 homes. I've got 2 of them that are open, and I've got 3 homes that are in the process that will be done by Q3 this year. Those 5 existing homes are 68 beds. And they'll be done by Q3 this year. So what we just did recently is we bought 15 acres and we are building our first properties, which will be open by April 2020. So that's kind of the avenue. We kind of had to get going and kind of do the upfront curve of learning by buying homes and kind of going through all of that, building the team up. And I'll tell you, our trial and error, Dan, was a couple hundred thousand of just doing things kind of backwards, you know?
Yeah, that brings up, you know, a couple great points. I have a ton of notes here already. The first of which, you said $550,000 in improvements, was it, after you bought the property?
Yeah, we overdid everything.
All right. So I'm assuming that was like, the trial and error, and we learned some lessons. I mean, what does it take to stand up that property today if you bought the same property, Brandon, knowing what you know now?
I'd say probably 300,000 to 350,000 tops. I would have put a half bathroom for each room compared to a full bathroom. At this property, it was on 3.5 or 3.2 acres, and I had to do a brand new septic system.
Okay.
Probably would not have bought a house on a septic system if I had the option, but typically these type of homes that are this big are almost always going to be on that type of. So I had to increase the field. That was, you know, $30,000. I had to put in a sprinkler system that was close to 50 grand. And then I did 4.5 full bathrooms. You know, that was an extra 50 to 55,000. I probably could do it where it would be under that, but if I had to do it over, Dan, I probably wouldn't buy a home that's up there today, because I'm finding that these homes really have to be in groups of 3. The benefit of that is the RN has to kind of oversee 3 different homes, and they have to be about 30 from each other. So that'd be kind of close, and it's hard to find 3 of those homes. I'd probably begin building if I knew what I just knew today. If I had to do it all over, I'd probably just build. If I was just getting into the business, I would probably start with a existing home if you can find a home that would be a good fit. A general just rule of thumb is for every person in the home, you need about 500 square feet. So I would definitely just not tell anybody that wants to put 10 people into a 2,000 square foot building to ever go do that. That isn't what I am able to tell people. But if you are going to do 10 beds, you want about 5,000, give or take. One of the things that I do is, so I'd also find a home that's maybe 4,000 or 4,500. And then I would finish the two-car garage into adding an extra two bedrooms. We are doing that on our property 3, which is adding an extra $20,000 of top line dollars coming in, and really only going to cost us about 20 grand. So that's a pretty good ROI.
Nice. Yeah. So here's my observation is what a interesting path that it came from, like a moment of pain you can almost point to when you had Jeffrey out there asking, come on, let's throw the ball. Like the typical Cat Stevens, you know, beginning of the song from your side as the father, that could play out real sad toward the end if you don't make a change right there. And you make the change and you find this like other avenue that seemed to just come across your path at the right time and really provide a different sense of purpose for you. And I think that's really cool. It's like a real blessing, right?
Thank you. Totally.
Yeah, and then on the heels of that, right, it's like the blessing comes, Brandon, right? And maybe God whispers and gives you this idea, hey, you're going to do this thing. Well, guess what? There's this humongous walk of faith that comes right behind the idea and the blessing, right, where a lot of people would have said, nah. I would have said, no, 550,000, 400,000, I buy – Yeah, we buy 20, 30 houses per month, and I would have said, no, we're not doing a 300. I'm still not doing a $300,000 rehab. That's way too much construction and way too many things to go wrong. It's headaches and that. But you through these acts of faith, you did it, and you get to a point. I'm sure like the missus and you are like probably pulling your hair out at some point. Can you like just walk me through the pain moment before the sunshine of you got the house filled up comes along?
Oh my God, Dan. when I do feel that God's got a very big part of this, I feel that he has opened up doors to have this thing be possible. But I also think that he purposely picked me because he knew that I would take big action even when I didn't have everything totally done. You know, like I don't have any background doing this business, but I did it. I jumped in anyways, and God kind of put that on me to do that. But once we opened, I mean, there were times we only had 3 people in that house. And, I remember cutting checks, Dan, for $10,000 per month just to keep that whole business going. And those checks, they were hard checks to cut because there was time where I felt I was, like what the hell I was doing this. We were pumping dollars into it. I've got a brother that was in the army, who just got out, and he was very quick to point out everything I was doing backwards. And I ought to go get a job. Dan, he gave it to me. And, I think there was points where I began to kind of think like, what am I doing? I have got 2 kids that are under about 5 years old, and am I doing this? What the hell am I doing? But I just kept on pushing. And then it hit this point. It was kind of a very beautiful tipping point. And that tipping point was the break even point, which is it was person 5 in this house. And, this gal that came in, she prepaid for the entire year, but just she asked for like 33% discount, which it was a huge discount. But that $45,000, Dan, I mean, like pushed me over the edge, like where I was like, is this actually going to work? That person came in. We did such a good job, and this gal was able to cut hair. It was the tipping point for us because by her cutting hair, she told everybody. And then we went from 5 people to 10 people within about 45 days. And
wow.
And the person directly after her was a person that I think back of, I don't know if I should have taken this guy in, and I can't tell you who it is, but the point being is this guy came into us and we probably shouldn't have been able to take him, but we were able to give that family an extra Thanksgiving and an extra, and I believe their dad passed on like December 28th. But if we wouldn't have been there and been able to offer that care, one of the things that was happening is their dad wasn't getting all of his pain pills. And I don't want to get into the details, but there was some internal conflicts going on back at home. And when he got good food, when he got good care, you should have just seen him come back to life. And that there told me that all of that prior pain, all of that doubt was just worth it. That we gave those two daughters two extra big days that they wouldn't have ever had. They would have kept them at home. And that's when God just began opening up doors for us and just pushing through times when you aren't really positive how things are going to turn out. But just to have to be positive that God is going to open up doors, and if he is there, he will get you through. And there are times where he opened up doors for people. He's opened up doors for different folks to put dollars in that without those dollars coming in, we wouldn't be at this place today. I mean, we are very thankful to go through that. But the first couple of years, I mean, there was times, Dan, that I had people call in and I am there overnight and I'm thinking like, what the heck am I doing? I don't have any business taking care of people. I mean, so I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but those times are those trying times that teach you like you need to find good people to do this. And I was out calling on church pastors, right? Because I thought a church pastor would be the perfect person to fill beds for us, right? Well, this church pastor introduced me to their best friend, which is our today business partner. She has been doing operations for 38 years. Just she came on in 2015 and her husband came on in about 2017. Those two combined have about 78 years of health care experience. So if you don't think that God's going to open up doors, you just got to open up your eyes, because that's the thing he did. Is today I am able to open up these homes. I'm kind of a deal guy where I enjoy the owner carrying back dollars on the home. In fact, out of our five current homes, we've only paid cash for one out of those five homes. But I bring that part to actually open up the homes. But the two partners I have, they would take care of everything else. So anyone out here that is very good at being able to open up homes, I'm telling you, if a guy that can detail cars, boats, and RVs for about 14 years is able to do this, you just got to find good people. And I built a very good team, and I kind of took those upfront pains, and we were able to get good people in to kind of take care of those points. And we haven't had an open bed for over 2 years or 30 days. So our point is, if anyone's able to go out of our home, can we fill that bed in under 30 days? And we have been fully occupied since February 2017, which is awesome.
Cool. Appreciate you sharing that depth, and you know, that entire journey, the complete walk of faith that it took to get to this place. Let me ask you, who it sounds like, you know, she's a cutting hair. And she paid cash for a year or whatever the situation was. I mean, your clientele, is this a cash paying clientele? Is there some subsidy from insurance or the governments? I mean, what's the avatar customer who's moving into one of your homes, Brandon?
Private pay. And out of our 26 open beds, I've got three clients that have prepaid for the whole year. So we get paid by the first of each month. And we do have three clients that have a long-term care policy, which is like between $300,000 and $500,000. That is the best plan ever. But we don't get paid from any federal government. Those places, they typically pay in about 120 days, and they only pay between 40 and 45% of the invoice. So we don't do business like that. I would tell you the average avatar of a person that's going to come to us is probably 85 years of age, have a couple $100,000 in the bank, and they have a free and clear home with a value of about 250 to 300,000. So they have about 500 grand cash that they are going to have access to. And the average time a person is with us is, we have two people that are with us for over 3 years. The average time that a person is with us is just over 2 years, so about 28 to 32 just months.
And why is that? Why is it only 2 years? Do they pass on after that typically? Is that, or are they moving to a new facility?
Yeah, so either they pass on. We have been doing this for 5 years, and we have had six people pass. And the thing that we are going to be fully proud of is every of those people that have passed has been able to answer where they are going to go after Earth. Because when things kind of get closer to the end, Dan, they begin asking questions like, hey, where they are going to go after Earth. And every of those that have been able to pass in our homes have been able to answer where they are going to go after Earth. And that feels good. So there are times where they kind of age out, or that we can't take care of them anymore. Anytime a person becomes when it takes two caregivers to pick them up, that is out of what we are able to take care of. So that has happened from time to time, but we are very careful of who we take into our homes.
Is there an instance where someone stops paying and you have to, I don't know, do an eviction, or you have some kind of other, solution for that? Same way you would have with our rental properties. It's like, how do you handle that?
Yeah, good. We have been doing this for 5 years. That has come up to one time, and the family was able to be, they were able to tell us up front, and we have got partners that we were able to get them into that building prior to them getting to the point where they couldn't pay anymore. But prior to going to those buildings, you need to just spend down all of your money. So they can't take you until you kind of are able to use it. And they do they are able to look back about 5 years, Dan.
To make sure that everything was spent on proper care?
Yeah, right.
Gotcha. What is it about your place, the environment, the reason that this woman was so excited to tell her friends? I mean, what are you doing different that someone wants to pay $5,000-$6,000 a month to be in your place rather than, any other number of type of homes? It sounds like it's a niche, nicer, smaller experience than the others, but maybe you could elaborate on that assumption a bit.
Totally. So I would tell you the other folks that are out there, they typically build giant buildings, 100, 200 plus beds, and their caregiver to person ratio is about 1 to 15. 1 to 20 is kind of the coast-to-coast average. Anybody that has gone through that personally can tell you they don't offer very good care. That's kind of the other option that's out there. One of the things that's very different is when a person has been in their own home for 20, 30, 50, 80 years, Dan, whoever thought that it was a good idea to put them in a 200-unit apartment building? Do you think they would ever
come up?
And that's the big difference is we don't charge anything extra. We find out what everyone else is able to charge, and if the average is $5,500 each month for the big box guys, we charge $5,500 per month. And when all things are equal, costs and everything, they will choose us. We have found 85% of the time when all things are equal. So we have enjoyed being fully occupied just because we take really good care of people and we do things different. And then if I could take you through our very first home, at every day at about 12, they all come together at a 10 person table and they all eat. Okay. It's like a big 10 person. They are able to go there. They talk. They laugh. They also are able to argue. It's a big family atmosphere, and that's what they are used to. And that's the difference, is when we've got, when we were able to offer one caregiver to every five people, what we do is different is we check and change people every 2 hours. Now, I don't want to get too dirty on you, but I want to be honest with you, because anybody that is going to be talking on this, like, this is a big thing. But I'll tell you, the biggest cause of death in these homes is, and this kills 73%. It's an upfront pressure ulcer. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Let me tell you how it's able to happen. A pressure ulcer is when you are in a chair, you've got your adult diaper on, you have an accident in your pants, and you sit there for 2, 3, 4 hours. You don't tell anybody. You feel bad, right? And then what happens to your butt? Your tissue begins getting easy to tear. They are able to turn. It tears. And because you are in it, it gets infected. That infection will kill 73% of people in these homes. How do you take care of that? Okay. We do a thing where we will check and change them every 2 hours. And in fact, our business partner isn't here currently, but we just added this brand new Bluetooth, which is able to cost us $500 each month. That is a Bluetooth that's in the adult diaper that will send a Bluetooth text basically to the caregiver in the house whenever that adult diaper gets filled up. So for $500, we are taking care of any chance of this ever being able to just happen for $500. So that's the difference between us and every other person doing this business.
Yeah, you had previously, when we were at the Bulls game together, I think it was, or it was one of the phone calls. But anyway, I remember you mentioning to me, oh yeah, I don't want to really come on the show and share all the secrets of the business model because I don't want to create competition. And I'm listening to you talk right now, and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, that's great, you know, 20,000 in profit a month, but it's on the heels of a near $1 million capital investment. That's a huge financial guarantee and burden, whether you took a mortgage out or borrowed it from somebody carrying paper or whatever, the amount of construction projects. So there's a huge barrier to entry. And then I hear you talking about, you care about the people that are living in these houses. You've created this family environment. This is a business, Brandon. This isn't a real estate investment. It's more of a business, and you're running. Yeah, there's profit, but I think this is a fair profit. This is not like an excess profitable. We need to bring a monopoly suit against her, or too many people are going to encroach. I think that the barrier to entry is just, it's high, and I think you're cut from a special cloth to be able to do this kind of business. And there's probably a lot of people listening right now who are like, you know what, Dan's right. This is not something I'm going to run out and do tomorrow by any means.
Well, is this for everybody? Probably not. But there are going to be people on here that build homes that could be interested, because I could be a very good tenant. I don't have to own the asset underneath. Like, I am looking for partners, and part of being able to ask to get on here is our goal is open up 30 homes by 2022. I don't have to own everything, Dan. So I have times where people come into our deals where they go, Brandon, hey, what you're doing is great. I am not interested to do that. But hey, I've got, $800,000 sitting in a IRA that's earning me 2%. Would you be able to help me park these dollars into, because I feel your purpose is a very good purpose. We partner up with those people all day long. And that is actually how we have been able to open up these homes to this point. Or if there's anybody out there building homes, I mean, if they can build me three homes, 7,500 square feet, close to a brand new build, I would partner up with that deal, and we would be paying $12,000 each month for each home. So who here on this call here would be interested in having a tenant paying you $35,000 each month? I mean, like, that's what we are looking for. we have gone through this business and kind of gone through the tough parts of it, and we have built a great team. Our team is anxiously looking to expand because we feel that it's up to us to build these homes. Plus, the baby boomer population, for the first time in our whole country's history, will be greater than everybody else from 2020 through 2035. So there's a giant opportunity to give good care. And there's about 15 plus time here where we are able to get in and really build homes and do 30 here. I want to do 30 in California, 30 in probably 30 Texas. I would say the East Coast, Florida, Arizona, Dallas area. Those are all places that we are looking to partner up with people coast to coast that could have the background to open up homes for us.
Cool. So we talked a little bit about some of the business model, the people, the place, the environment, your care for extending the lives. I really can relate to this too. I mean, I remember when my grandmother went into a home and she was like losing weight. And then like my mom and my aunt took it upon themselves to just, they were vigilant. They were there almost every day, started feeding her, you know, caring for her. And she like came back to life and like lived another few years because she started eating again. So I can relate to that in my own personal. I'm sure people listening are the same thing. They remember somebody close to them that they loved going in, and maybe they had good care and they were able to extend the time like you're talking about. But there's a lot of places that just don't. It's good to hear that, you know, the vision includes that. But you mentioned early in the episode the 15 acres and, you know, adding the additional beds. So tell me about what is so special and how this, you know, three house development that you described. This is a new model. I think it's a new vision that you're putting together for your company. So tell me about what that's going to look like, because you guys are actually under construction already. You got permits, I think, and the ground is dug, right?
No, we will have, we bought it maybe 2 weeks ago, probably 30 days ago, but pulling permits takes about 120 days. We think we'll probably have it pretty quickly. So what I figured out, Stan, is that it took me 5 years to open up five homes that have 68 beds. And big picture, I kind of began thinking, I'm like, you know, that kind of isn't very good. I ought to be able to go faster. The problem for our business is I can't find homes that are a good fit for this, right? So we found homes, but each of those homes were kind of different. So we finally came up to the idea that, hey, we just have to build. And when we began drawing out prints and everything, we got pretty pumped up because we found a parcel right outside of a Dell property, which is all 55 plus. It's right off of 47. Dell has, you know, 5,500 homes that are all 55 plus. So we found 15 acres, and the dirt was really expensive. And so I was kind of like, how the heck am I going to do this? And we bought the dirt. We paid a couple hundred thousand dollars per acre. Which is crazy. And our total project build, we were going to only build one pod of homes, which is going to be 48 beds total. And then once we found out that there was an additional just under 10 acres, we were like, why don't we buy the other 10 acres and build three pods? And that really got our whole team charged up, because our goal has always been to open up 30 homes by 2022, but I really wasn't positive how the hell I was going to ever get there. And so by buying this 15 acres, and we partnered up with good investors, we offered them an upfront dollars, but then I also gave them a piece of the action too. So they felt good on it, and we jumped in. But this is going to give us the ability to jump from five total homes to 14 homes within about 12 months. That's a huge jump. That is going to take us from 68 beds to 212 beds. And that gives me courage that once we are able to get to 212 beds, it's a upfront point to kind of we would prove building these homes is a very good fit, but then that is going to open up dollars where we can take cash out of those three pods and we can actually purchase the other 18 homes it would take to hit our goal of 30 homes. So that's the thing that kind of got us to this point is we have to go quicker. 2020 is able to get here faster than I thought. And I thought by this point, I would be further than I am today. So I'm doing things different. I'm thinking bigger. And that is opening up doors for us. And I asked to get on to this call because I feel that there are quite a bit of people out there that don't have any clue what this actually is. I feel that the general thought process is if you're going to invest into this asset class, you have to put giant dollars in, like one, two, like seven, eight plus just figures into these homes, because to build a brand new 200 plus bed home, it's about $52-55 million, and that's a huge upfront investment. We have an opportunity, which is we are able to give people a opportunity to get involved, but to get involved in a fashion where they get to help people, but also they get to feel like their dollars are going towards a very good purpose.
Are you able to give me a specific example of what would be offered for somebody listening if they did want to invest?
Probably not on here, Dan, just because as we are filling up the projects, we are actually dropping it as we go. And so if anybody is interested, I would, I've got a app where somebody can book a face-to-face talk with me, which is Brandon, BrandonSchwab.com. And we can book a time to talk face-to-face, but I will give you that our IRR, the internal, is over 20%. So we are giving very good dollars back, but then also they would get a piece of the equity. One of the things that I was going to do, Dan, is if anybody is interested in parking dollars, is if they tell me they talked with you or if they heard of it from here, we would actually give them a piece of equity that once they get their dollars back within the first 3 years, they would actually get to keep the equity going forward. But only if they tell me they were able to just hear it on here, because we don't feel we have to offer that anymore, but we are doing it for anybody that is able to just hear it. I wanted to come on here and I wanted to give a very good offering for anybody that is interested. Plus, one of the things, Dan, I could offer is if anybody is going to be interested in doing this, we are opening up, we came up with this page, babyboomerbustour.com, where if anybody's interested, they can come out for a full day and I will take you kind of through all of our homes and kind of open up kind of things we have gone through. We do about once each quarter. So I'd also would take a couple coaching students. I currently have two. I'd probably take about three more tops. So if you have anyone that is interested there, that would be a option we could probably do as well.
Cool. Sounds good. I appreciate the info. So just to do a little bit of a wrap up here, I just want to kind of ask you the same questions we ask all the guests who come on the REI Diamond Show. Knowing what your path and what books would you maybe make as a recommendation? It could be real estate related. They could be business or anything else that you think people who maybe are just getting started in real estate investing should check out, maybe one or two books, and then maybe one or two books for somebody that you might recommend to, like me or our mutual friend Saul, who's been on the show, somebody that's been in the business a while.
Oh, that's a good question, Dan. And I've got about 500 answers for you, but books are a key part. I mean, anybody that's going to get into this business, like if you think you don't have to do that, you are absolutely just wrong. I am probably the most ADD guy ever. And the idea of actually going through a book personally just drives me crazy. But what I do is I use Audible. And I pound through books. I have got about 6.5 acres and it takes me about 8 hours to cut it. And I go through a book each week just doing that. If you ask me a good book for a investor just getting in, I would say Think and Grow Rich is a good place to begin. I would say for a person that has been doing it for some time, even a guy just getting in, the biggest person to help grow our business is a book by Gino, the book Traction. That has been huge for us. We're also going through a book called That Book Traction has been huge for us. We went through it this past April and it has changed everything. For anybody like you, Dan, I find guys that are in this business are hard type A type guys, and they are just charging hard. They're putting in 50 to 80 hours per week. I'd encourage them. Steve Cook has a book that I went through in 2014 that changed everything for me. That book is LifeOnAire. That balanced me. I couldn't do everything I do today if I did not have balance. And when I'm talking balance, I am talking about, like, how do you balance going 80 hours each week when you've got you have other things pulling on you. This book challenged me to time block everything, and I am doing all of this. I'm working about 30 hours each week. Steve Cook has been one of the biggest impact authors on me personally, and that is probably the best book I could tell you to check out for you personally.
Cool. Appreciate that, Brandon. So my final question here before we wrap up is, if you could go back and share the crown jewel of wisdom, let's say with yourself, maybe in 2010, right as you were getting ready to get into real estate, I mean, what would that be?
Dan, that's also a very good question. I would probably tell myself to fail. I would want to fail and get it over earlier. I wouldn't want to be so terrified of having those issues. I would prefer to just get it over with quicker and kind of tear that band-aid off, because I felt that those opportunities taught you just more than expecting everything to go good. I mean, part of doing any business, I feel you need to kind of get dirty. You need to take action, and you don't have to have everything answered to get going. That's probably, I think, the biggest thing that I feel people don't do today, is because they don't have all of the answers, that they just don't do anything. And if I had to talk to 15 to 20 years prior, I would definitely tell me that you were able to do it and just take it one day and just keep on going. And then if you are doing things for a very good purpose, I feel that doors will open. That's probably the best piece of advice. Is there's a quote by Jordan, which is fantastic, which I don't want to quote it, but there's a quote talking that he failed like over and over and over, but because of that failure is why he was able to become as good as he is. And there's also a quote by that is able to go, you will just miss 100% of all of the opportunities you don't ever take. And that's by Wayne Gretzky. And that basically just tells you, just take the opportunity. I mean, go try it. Worst thing that is able to just happen is you are going to be able to come out of that with a better curve of learning. And I feel that if I could have done that earlier, if I would have pushed harder, I could have been to this point faster. But at the end of the day, so I'm also very thankful for those times, because I feel that those were opportunities. Those were building blocks that got me to this point today. So wherever God is going to have you today, he is going to have you there purposely. And that's an opportunity for you to build on what you are very good at. And anything you aren't good at, find other people to bring on to your team. That's all.
Sounds good. So do you have any other contact information you'd like to share if anyone would like to reach out and get in touch?
I feel the app on the internet's probably the best way to do it. I have got any open times I have. Again, Brandon, BrandonSchwab.com. It's probably the best way. I enjoy talking to people face to face. And if you were able to book that time, we will talk. And I feel it's probably the best way. If anybody's interested in the babyboomerbustour.com, they are able to go there. Or if anyone wants to talk about the three openings, probably contact me through the app as well.
Hey, Brandon, I really appreciate you shutting the door, you know, giving us this hour here. I got a ton of notes, a lot of great inspiration, and the story itself is just really inspirational to just hear the path, you know, the ups, the downs, and here you are today. So thank you for coming on the show.
All right. Perfect, Dan. I feel very good to have the opportunity to be on here, and I hope I was able to add good pieces of info that folks wouldn't have thought of. So thank you very much for the opportunity.
And thank you for tuning in to this episode of the REI Diamond Show. Keep an eye out for the next episode. We have returning REI Diamond Show guest, Chris Prefontaine, joining us once again to discuss the transformations and trends occurring in the real estate market right now. If you're not already paying attention to these huge shifting industry trends and getting yourself prepared as we speak, your business, if it happens to deal in single family houses as an investor, could be headed toward a nosedive. But don't worry, if you understand how to capitalize on this trend, your timing is perfect and you are setting yourself up for a lifetime of success. These are the same trends I am working on in my own business to make sure that I'm not in jeopardy, and it's part of what helps us here at Diamond Equity Investments to do what we do. Make sure to catch that episode. Now, are you interested in the pre-release of the next episode? That is, before the email goes out? When you subscribe on YouTube or one of the podcasting apps, including iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher, you'll receive an advance notification as soon as the episodes are published, as opposed to Saturday when the email is sent. Prefer the email anyway? Just head over to reidiamonds.com and sign up. I am always buying houses, and I am always looking for deals, specifically in Chicago, Atlanta, and Philadelphia. So if you have a deal, preferably one that I can fix and flip, please send it over. You can contact me directly at reidiamonds.com. Also from that site, you can check out available profitable real estate deals and the entire archive of REI Diamond shows, totaling more than 130 content-rich, money-making, idea-packed episodes. Are you an accredited investor interested in short-term passive mortgage investment opportunities with double-digit returns? Lockup periods as short as 5 to 6 weeks on the low end. On the average, we're talking about 6 to 9 months. Head on over to fundrehabdeals.com to check out available high-yield investment opportunities. This concludes this episode. Thank you again for tuning in to the REI Diamond Show. Dan Breslin here. Catch you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the REI Diamonds Show with Dan Breslin. To receive email notifications of new weekly episodes, sign up at www.reidiamonds.com.